Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim, and every week we speak to our colleagues at the Straits Times about the biggest headlines coming out of Singapore. Today we speak with Yuen Sin, who's a journalist at the Straits Times. Yuen Sin, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Howie.
So big news, Health Minister Gan Kim Yong announced on Wednesday that safe distancing rules will be eased, more activities allowed to resume in the coming weeks because COVID-19 cases here in Singapore, or in the community rather, have remained low. So talk us through some of these key things we need to take note of.
There has been really quite a number of restrictions that have been relaxed that was announced last week. So working from home would remain the default, but from next Monday, more employees who can work from home can return to work. But this is provided that they continue to work from home for at least half of their working time. And the company also has to make sure that their safe management measures implemented. Workers also need to have flexible working hours to minimize, crowding on the trains and so on. And the office also has to make sure that split team or shift arrangements would continue. Also, capacity limits for cinemas, religious gatherings, and wedding receptions will also be raised. So from the 3rd of October, which I think is next Saturday, religious organizations, all of them can host 100 people for worship services, and wedding receptions at venues like restaurants and hotels can also involve 100 people, up from 50 currently. And also, you can also see more moviegoers at the cinemas. So smaller cinema halls can increase their capacity to 50% of the original figure, or they can also maintain the current limit of up to 50 people per hall. Yeah, but the bigger ones would be able to have more than 50.
But I imagine still that 1 meter social distancing applies.
They have to be segregated into zones. So basically in each zone, you'll have no more than 50 people. So there'll be barriers between the groups to minimize intermingling.
How do you think this will go down? Are there concerns?
Mm-hmm. I think that this is actually quite a cautious reopening. It's not as if, we have relaxed all measures and everyone can now go out and socialize. And I think that some of these measures were also made perhaps with businesses and the economy in mind, right? Because we can't continue with this very cautious approach for so long when actually community cases have been remaining stable for the past few weeks.
But is there a risk, might you think, of community transmissions re-emerging though? When more people get together, there's always that risk, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think definitely when you have a higher group of people coming together and being in contact for a longer period of time, be it at a cinema or at a large event like a wedding, for instance, or in the office, there would definitely be a higher risk as compared to if you were staying at home the whole time, right? But I think that they have managed to strike quite a cautious balance, right? So even if, let's say, 100 people can attend a wedding right now, the number of people that you would be interacting with as an individual is still kept at 50, right? So by adopting, all these measures where you can kind of segregate people, I think that would definitely help. And I think the task force has also made it clear that it's not a one-way trajectory, right? So the moment they see that a situation looks like it could get out of hand, they could also step up enforcement, or they could also basically revert the situation back to what
sort
it was
of pull
before.
Back a bit.
Yeah, exactly. So, think about the beaches at Sentosa, right? I think when they opened up, there weren't any barriers. But I think this week they started to, I mean, not barriers, but I think that you didn't have to book a slot at the beach. But I think this week they announced that you have to start doing that, right? And I think that's also because they saw that the situation needed some help.
So it's really not a things are back to normal type of situation, which is probably a situation we won't see for some time.
Yeah, I think it could take a while before things get back to normal, right? And I mean, life cannot really truly return to normal until perhaps when a vaccine is found and also mass produced. And it's very hard to say when that could happen, and I think we have to wait for at least a year, yeah, or more, yeah.
So whilst we've been in phase two for about 3 months now, it'll just be like this, you reckon, until a vaccine is found?
There will still be another phase. So I think we will be able to transition to phase three in maybe in the near future, because the task force has said that in a few weeks' time, they will be able to start announcing the plans for phase three, which they have dubbed as the new normal for Singapore, right? So while there'll be measures like wearing masks, for instance, I think at phase three, this is when life can return to some measure of normalcy. Could be more travel. Right now, gatherings are restricted to five, right? When you go out with friends, that's five, but it could also be raised. I think maybe activities like going to the cinema. I mean, yeah, cinema, that's already open, but perhaps like events, right? And theatre shows and so on, that could also be relaxed. This is not the extent of how much they're going to relax the measures, because there's still another phase that we'll move on to.
Okay, yeah. We're speaking with Yuan Xin, who's a journalist at the Straits Times. Yuan Xin, I want to talk about the work situation, because workers will be returning to work next week.
Yes.
You talked about how only half their time can be spent at work. If I understand it, it means if you work a five-day week, you can only spend 2.5 days at the office. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, so what might that look like, say, for us folks at SPH? I haven't seen you in Yonks. I'm not sure if I've ever seen you.
Yeah, I think there will still be split team arrangements. So you still can't mix with colleagues from another team. Of course, we've not heard from our management yet on whether we will be going back to the office. And I think that's a similar situation for many other companies in Singapore.
Mm.
So it's not as if, you know, because that from next Monday, you can return to office, everyone will be doing that at the same time. I think many companies are adopting a wait-and-see approach.
So and you still have to take your cue from your particular where you work.
Yeah, definitely. We'll still have to wait for our companies to tell us what to do, because it's really a decision that's up to the company to decide. And working from home, I think from the perspective of the government, it would still remain the default. But if your employer says that you have to go back to the office, as long as they ensure that they are keeping in line with the rules that have been set out by the task force, you know, spending just half of your total working hours and taking staggered hours to avoid crowding in the train, then it's okay.
So even if, let's say, you wanted to, you preferred to go back to work, it's getting a bit untenable at home, you still have to wait for instruction.
Perhaps employees can work out an arrangement with their employers, and I'm sure most employers would be understanding, right? So if a worker really finds that he or she is more productive in the office, then now is the opportunity for this worker to head back, yeah.
Let's talk about some of the community activities that can restart, sort of like the number of patrons increasing to cinemas, worship services, etc. Are there some concerns, though? What about the elderly in particular, for worship services or religious services?
Yeah, I think when I spoke to some of the religious organizations, I think many of them are still taking quite a cautious approach as well. I think going forward, I think most religious organizations would be conducting services through a variety of mediums. So they may have physical worship sessions, but there could also be online or virtual sessions, such that those who do not feel safe, right, attending the session physically can opt for another option, right? And I think when it comes to cinemas, right, I think they were really conservative in rolling out the restrictions initially. So let's say you have a really huge cinema hall, right? It could be like a capacity of like 300 people, but only 50 people would be allowed into the space. So there's a lot of spare capacity actually. But under the new rules, I think the maximum capacity is that there's still a lot of space for safe distancing that would be there. So you wouldn't get a situation where there is a lot of crowding. So I think as long as people continue to wear masks and comply with contact tracing rules, it should be quite safe.
Sounds promising. Hopefully I'll get to meet you soon, Yuan Xin.
Yes, definitely.
Journalist at the Straits Times, Yuan Xin, joining us today. This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg.
or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.